is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two, USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about what do you do? What do you do in this economy where people are losing their jobs at record rates? Stores are shedding employees. Store sales, retail sales for Christmas, we predicted it right here on USAPrepares.com. We predicted way before Christmas that you would hear that sales were down. A lousy Christmas selling season at retail. And it happened. You heard it right here on USAPrepares.com yesterday. Now we're going to tell you that there is some hope. But you're going to have to get off the couch. You are not going to be able to survive unless you take your own life and apply energy, diligence, stick-to-itiveness, forethought, and a small amount of money. You can pull out of this. You can have a financial plan B, which can turn into your financial plan A. With me is USAPrepares.com instructor Dan Swindell. Dan has been to the Get Prepared Expo. Dan has been on the radio with me many times. Dan and I and Dr. Norman Shealy have presented in front of many, many students information on starting your own business in Springfield, Missouri. I believe in it. I have had a business since I was 12 years old, cutting lawns. And I learned that the tax laws are written for people who have their own businesses. We'll talk a little bit about that during the next hour. Welcome, Dan Swindell. Hey, Dan.
Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Oh, gotcha. Well, good morning.
Hey, good morning. So, Dan, you are an entrepreneur. You have been for a long time. You have, as a matter of fact, what I know is that you had a financial planning business. You had 200 offices under you, and you sold it.
Yes, sir.
In 1994.
Yeah, I saw the handwriting on the wall.
You want to tell us what you saw?
I saw a little something called the Internet, Vince. I was one of the biggest insurance and securities brokers on an independent basis in the country. And as you said, I had 200 sub-producing offices, not 200 independent producing people, but offices. Many of those offices had 3, 4, 5, 8, 10 producers. So we had a pretty good little operation. In fact, at one point, I used to beat my chest that I was so proud of being in the conventional business and working my way up the ladder. At age 37, we were in the top 15 out of the 23,000 national insurance and securities brokerage firms in the country. And I had been there for several years.
Okay. Now, you sold that. You walked away?
I did. Over the tears of my wife.
All right. Well,
and pleading.
A couple decades later.
She's a happy lady.
Yeah.
there's a happy ending to the story.
Okay. All right. Well, what you're saying, people are probably saying it can't be. Now, I used to have a job. I used to be at the officer level of a bank, and I was the first officer to quit MBNA. Wow. So now you know the name of one of the banks where I worked, MBNA. I was their dreamer. I just quit, and I wanted to be back in entrepreneurship as a farmer. And that's what I did. And looking back, I'm delighted. I'm absolutely delighted. So, Dan, you can jump off the corporate ladder, but I don't think that's really the case for most people today. I think the ladder is shaking and they're being thrown off the ladder. Isn't that the case?
I think the statistics would bear that out for sure.
Okay. So let's talk about, why don't we do this in a couple, three, five broadcasts about how to build your own business. I think some people are listening saying, geez, you know, I'm struggling to hold on to my job and, you know, it's my security. And as a matter of fact, my dad said to me when I graduated college, he said, son, listen, why don't you get a job with IBM or Bell Telephone or General Electric, you know, where you can have some job security. I said, Dad, they're laying off 10,000 people a week. There is no security. There is no 40 years and retire with the gold watch and the pat on the back and little party that they send you off. That's over. There is no loyalty within corporate America in the traditional sense. Am I incorrect, or do you think that's right?
You know, Vince, I created for a client a video that chronicled what's happening, not just in the U.S. A lot, you know, we live here, so we kind of focus on what's going on here. But my entrepreneurship literally leads me all over Europe, all of the former USSR satellite countries, all over the South Pacific, all over Asia, all over India, all over North and Central America. So as I travel, I really truly do get an opportunity to talk to people from every walk of life. I get to talk to stay-at-home moms. I get to talk to young college students. I was in Mexico City. Actually, that was in Aguascaliente, where I was at the big school there. They invited me to speak in front of their business students. And we were talking about entrepreneurship. And it doesn't matter if we're talking about somebody who's across the street or across the town or across the state or across the country or across the globe. This situation is an interesting international global phenomenon. Corporate America is no longer what it was. I liked your opening remarks. The day of being loyal to a company, working there and them taking care of you and your family, and at the end you have a nice pension, health benefits, and a gold watch, doesn't exist anymore. It's gone.
Well, the gold watch certainly doesn't exist, and they've stolen the pensions from a lot of us. So that does, I mean, they have. They've raided our pensions. And not only that, when these large corporations decide that they can't afford the pensions that they promised everybody, they just collapse the company. The company's gone. Everything's gone. So I said to my dad, and this was back in the 70s, I said, Dad, I can't trust corporate America to actually deliver on the promises that they're making. And what I saw in the 80s was companies saying, come work for us, like one of the banks I worked for. You know, we've got a health plan, and it just costs pennies a day. And it literally did for an HMO. Then the next year they said, well, listen, in order to continue this coverage, your contribution is going to have to increase and increase and increase and increase. And pretty soon it is so expensive that the company said, we can't even afford to provide this anymore. So when you join these companies, you think that you're getting some security, but you don't. So, and you know, Dan, I met a guy. You mentioned international. I was talking about this yesterday. There was that, I don't know if it's called a mixer or a social event where you meet some of these international entrepreneurs. 4,000 people in this one room. 4,000, Dan. And I met this young man, young man, from Mexico. Instantly, we hit it off. We're best buddies. He is going to be on the air with us as a USA Preparedness instructor from Mexico. And he's going to talk about entrepreneurship at age 20. Can you imagine? He is so excited.
I can't imagine. Yeah.
He's excited not to have a job. I don't think.
To not be at the mercy of a corporation. And keep in mind, a corporation is a legal entity whose sole purpose is to make a profit. It is not there to take care of people and provide social benefits. It's there to make money. And one of the things that I hear wherever I travel is that as a person enters into a few years past those exact perfect prime years, which are probably 30 to 50 in the business world, those people become a target by corporate America because they become expensive. They've been in the same place and building and building and building and growing their income. And corporations look for ways that they can ease them out. Now, that's the nice way to say it, I guess, but you and I know that kick them out. And they can find kids coming out of school and replace one senior executive with three or four kids coming out of school, really big, big schools with MBAs, and do it for less money.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very interesting problem in that the young people are facing a glut in the marketplace of highly skilled, highly educated competitors, and the people that are in their peak earning years are now being threatened by these young kids coming out that can replace them and be replaced with three or four people to one. So it's an interesting problem on both ends of that spectrum.
And so how do you relate the brick and mortar jobs? And let me give you an example, and then please run with this. I used to broadcast on a radio station in Springfield, a very powerful radio station. And Rush Limbaugh is on this particular station. It was established in the 1930s, has a great big antenna, and travels pretty far. Well, I decided that for a lot of reasons, one of which is, you know, it takes me an hour and a half roughly to get to my car at the farm, race over, you know, to the radio station in Springfield, set up, you know, 15 minutes early, get ready to do the broadcast, do a one-hour broadcast, then say goodbye to everybody and, you know, all the pleasantries, and then get back in my car and come home. So that one-hour broadcast turned out to be 4 hours of my time. And only one of it was productive, and that was the hour behind the microphone. So I decided I was going to build my own studio. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that when we come back.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 17th, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,244.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,290.28, $645.14 for a half ounce, or $322.57 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,290.28, $645.14, and $322.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you just heard a commercial announcement for the freeze-dry guy. Now, he has the entire government overrun of the long-range patrol rations. I bought some, okay? And I paid for them. I don't get them free. Just because the freeze-dry guy is my friend, and just because he comes to the expos, I still pay what you pay. I have them. So if you're interested, they're going fast. They really are. They'll be gone within the month. 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. And the reason I'm mentioning this is the freeze-dry guy is the ultimate entrepreneur. He's been doing this for decades. He's an independent businessman. And he started his own business. Dan Swindell's with us, and I mentioned that I built my own studio. I'm in my own studio right now here at the farm broadcasting. And do you want to call this a home-based business? Sure. Absolutely. I bought some computers with me from Virginia. They're at least 10 years old. Actually, much more than that. I bought the hard drives, upgraded them, bought them on eBay. I built the whole studio out of used parts. I have the same equipment that Rush Limbaugh has in my studio. His is probably shinier and newer, but I have the same capabilities that he and the other broadcasters do. And if you think that the major broadcasters are in some studio somewhere, they're broadcasting from their homes. Why not? Why not? I saved 3 hours by not going to the radio station on the afternoon broadcast. I love having a home-based business. That's the only way I can farm and be on the radio. So if you're wondering how I did it, how I do it, how I'm going to continue to do it, this is it. Dan Swindell, your thoughts on that?
You know, I made the same choice, Vince. A lot of people today, they're afraid to take the leap because they're afraid to trade a bird in the hand for two in the bush. And what's neat about what's out there today is you don't have to do that. You don't have to put yourself at risk. You made a huge calculated risk. You took a chance because you believed in yourself. You took a chance because you had confidence. And a lot of people I talk to, they're pretty beat up, Vince. And I think it's fair to say that when you took this chance, and I don't want to go onto a ground that I shouldn't, but you were not in a normal situation. You were sitting pretty fair financially before you made that leap. Is that a true statement, or am I exaggerating?
Well, it actually is semi-true, and I'll tell you why. I had a boss that was really rough on me, and I inherited, this is at a previous position, and this boss would, he was inclined to drink alcoholic beverages, and he'd come over in the morning, and he'd be overhung, and Vinny got beat up like most days. And I decided that I wanted to have the financial freedom to be able to say, you know, I'd rather have a different boss, or I can't take it any longer. I used to grab the door jams on the way out of the house. And I'd say, don't make me go to work. I can't do it. I can't. No, don't make me go. And I'd get shoved out the door, go to work, and have a nice day. And I decided to become an entrepreneur at a different level at that time. And I started investing in real estate, buying apartment buildings and houses and those kinds of things. And I had some cash flow. And I was at the point where it was starting to work pretty well. And I could quit my job because I had Plan B in place. So I planned for my either being fired or being or deciding to quit. And I ultimately decided, well, heck, I got laid off at one bank. And I thought, wow, boss took me to lunch and said, hey, Vinny, let's go to lunch today. I'm thinking, boy, this guy's so cheap. Why the heck would he take me to lunch? You know, he made $77,000 back in the 1980s, which is a lot of money. And he took me to lunch and he said, hey, Vinny, I got some bad news. I'm going to be laid off, meaning he was going to be laid off. And I said, oh, wow, it's terrible. I said, oh, geez, oh, boy, what do I say? I don't know. And he said, and so are you. As a matter of fact, everybody's being laid off. Vinny, we're closing the company. Now, you and I and maybe a couple other people, we're the last ones out. We're going to shut the lights off. So there's going to be a lot of crying, a lot of tears. It's going to be a mess. And we need you to be there to help make it a little more comfortable. But it's going to be terrible. So I got laid off too. I was just let go later. But I had a plan B. And it was okay. Dan Swindell, we'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family. It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I'm having a lot of fun today on the air with Dan Swindell. And there are a lot of reasons. And I think it's kind of neat explaining that, you know, you can do things. You really can if you take control of your life. Dan, back in the 1980s, as I mentioned, I had this boss who was pretty rough on me. And no matter what I did, he would say, Vinny, go right. And I said, okay, I'm going right, I'm going right. And the next day he'd say, Vinny, where are you? And I go, I'm, you know, this far down the road. I went right, just as you said. What? I told you to go left. And I would get beat up all the time. And so that was the motive for me to become financially independent. So, Dan, I'm just going to lay it out. Here's what I did. I decided to get some training in real estate investing. And the first month I decided to buy some apartment buildings. I spent six times my annual gross salary. Not net, six times my gross. Highly, highly, highly leveraged. In the 1980s, and I bought these apartment buildings. And then I was in so deep that I continued to buy one apartment building per month. And I kept going and going and going. And I had a lot of money invested, mine and the bank's, in apartment buildings. And it worked. And I was, you know, I wasn't wealthy, but I certainly had the financial independence to go and ask my boss to have a different boss. I went to my boss's boss, and I said, hey, you know, I really like working for this bank, but that guy beats me up every day. Could I have a different boss? Can I work for that other guy in data communications? He said, well, if you can convince him, sure. So I convinced the guy I wanted to be my boss to be my boss. But I had the confidence because I had the financial security. Who does that? Dan, have you ever heard of a guy going to his boss's boss and say he didn't want his boss, he wanted to have a different boss? Have you ever heard of that?
I got fired over something like that, Dan.
Well, I, you know, we were at this international conference.
You know what? Since we're into telling stories this morning, do you mind if I tell
them? Yeah, please do. Please do.
As a very young man, I was just 22 years old. I was a breakout star in the insurance securities industry at 22. And I was doing estate tax planning for multi-millionaires at that young, tender age. And making money that nobody that age in my peer group was making and winning these awards and things. And I caught the attention of senior management with a very, very large, the second largest life insurance company in the world. And they said, you know what, we need to redirect this young man's career path. And they took me out of entrepreneurship as an agent, and they put me in management. I thought this was great. I mean, this was what my parents wanted, what all society wanted, man. Go into the corporate ladder. Work your way up. And I got this opportunity at a young age. I was the youngest unit manager for this major company, with the exception of one other person, clear in their history, went clear back into the 1800s. So it was quite a privilege, and they gave me an offer where I could choose any one of five existing offices. And, man, this was just a dream come true. My wife was excited. I was excited. My parents were all just so proud. And I took this office, and when I got there, I found out that they had been through five unit managers in 4 years. And they were all on staff in transitional roles on their way back out. And they were all sour grapes. And that's what I had to start with. And I had two other people that were there that were not doing so hot. And I won't get into some of those details because they're really not great. But long story short, I took over this office, and it was 41 out of 43 offices in a five-state region. And in 9 months, I took it and turned it around. It was the number one office out of those 43 in five states in 9 months. I'd fired the whole crew because that's what they sent me down there to do. They didn't tell me that was what my job was, but my job was replaced virtually every single person on the staff. I'm 22 years old then. The average age of my staff is in their 40s. Can you imagine the stress of that? But I did it. I did it. I did what they told me to do. I was a good corporate employee. I did what they said and turned it into the number one office. Well, my superior had two offices. And both of his offices were outproducing the one I took over by a large margin. At the end of 9 months, my one office was outproducing his two offices combined. And we were one time at a corporate event, and his boss, who was the regional vice president, asked me, what do you think of your boss? And I said, he's just fine. He said, no, I really want to know. I said, no, you really don't want to know what I think of my boss. He says, Dan, you will tell me. And I says, okay. He's cheating on his wife with my secretary. He's cheating on his travel vouchers and bragging about how he's cheating the company. And he's teaching my agents to do illegal, unethical acts while I'm away at continuing education school. He says, really? I said, I didn't think you'd want to hear it. He said, no, I needed to hear it. That was on a Friday night. The next Monday, my boss was sitting in my desk with his feet propped up on my desk and leaning back in my chair. And he says, I understand you had a little talk with my boss. And I said, uh-oh. he gave me my walking papers that day.
Well,
so yeah, I've actually had that experience, man. It didn't matter. That's what's really crazy is it didn't matter.
Well, that was the point. That was really the point that I was trying to drive home. I just wrote, you know, we were telling that story. I just wrote myself a note. And the note is, what are we doing here, Dan? We are setting the stage for our radio, our worldwide radio class to do something similar. Meaning, you can start your own business. That's what this is about. So we're just telling a few stories about our lives and things that have happened. Maybe the impetus for us to get started. You got fired, and when you said that word, I wrote down this word, F-I-R-E-M. Let me spell it again, F-I-R-E-M. And that's a word that appeared in the newspaper, in the newspaper where I used to live in Virginia, once a week. And they would write this story, the editor of the newspaper, actually the owner of the newspaper, would write this story about this character in a community. And his name was F-I-R-E-M. And in Southern English, it's pronounced Firem. Firem, like fire him, or fire them, or fire That character that they were describing was Vincent Finelli. He was known as Firem because he went on this crusade to fire the entire county government in Charlotte County, Virginia, because they were unethical. And so that's what my crusade was. Now, we didn't fire the entire county government. We only got 5/7 of them fired. And we got the people of the county to do it because it was wrong. But the point is, have I ever been involved in that before that? Absolutely not. Did I ever have an expo before my first expo? Absolutely not. Did I broadcast on the radio before I broadcasted on the radio? Absolutely not. Do I do it with my knees knocking? Absolutely. So, Dan, what I'm saying is, before I went on the air for the very first time, I had to put foam rubber between my knees to keep them from knocking.
Yeah, Vince, I got to share a story with you. This is hilarious. I'll never forget when I had my opportunity to speak in front of the first multi-thousand person audience. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to die. I was in the bathroom, and this is the truth. This is absolutely the truth. And one of my co-speakers, who was quite seasoned and experienced, he came up to me and said, "Man, you look bad, Swindell." I said, "Yeah, I feel bad." And he said, "Are you throwing up?" I said, "Not yet, but I feel like I'm going to." And I guess I was just green. And he says, "You got butterflies?" I said, "Oh, man, you wouldn't believe the butterflies." He says, "Get them flying in formation. You'll be fine." I will never forget that moment. I will never forget it. I went out on stage, and I was prepared. I knew my topic. I had really, truly mastered my topic. I'd mastered the subject matter, and I was going to spit it out with real good, solid articulation. I was going to do a good job, and I was really prepared, but I was scared, really scared, because I'd never done it before, not in front of a big audience. And I got out there, and I started off a little bit hesitantly and started building a little bit of steam, and by the end of my presentation, I got a standing ovation. And it was one of those turning points in my career where I realized, you know what? I didn't know how to do this. I was self-taught, just like you're saying. And it can be done. I did it. And somebody asked me one time when I was being interviewed, what did it feel like? And I said, okay, imagine that you're in a medieval castle, and imagine the humidity and the dankness of it and the smell of it, and imagine the humidity of it in there, and now imagine you're a bird in a cage. Maybe you're in a gilded cage. Maybe you are a high-paid executive, but you're still in a cage. It might be a gold-plated cage, but you're still in a cage. And imagine that sun comes through a window, and it strikes in the floor in front of where the cage is, but the sun beam never reaches the cage. You never get to be in the sunlight. Now imagine somebody opens that door on that cage, and you leap out of that cage and fly out through the window opening of that stone castle wall and burst out into the sunlight. Throw your wings wide. Take a deep breath of fresh air and freedom. That's what it felt like.
You know, when you were telling that story, you're absolutely right. That's how it felt for me when I left the corporate structure. But you mentioned this story about the bathroom. Fascinating story. Dan, as I get to know you more and more, the stories are similar. I'll tell you about my bathroom story.
Man, I don't know that we dare.
Yeah, we're going to do it. When we come back, I'll tell you what happened to me in the bathroom just before a large presentation.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dried Ice Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dried Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dried Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This can be slight and when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Vinny's going to open the kimono. Back in 1980, Dan, I was a founder of a company that manufactured satellite communications equipment. You know, those big dish antenna type satellite communications systems. And I was at a convention, an international convention, the largest one ever held at the largest Holiday Inn convention center in the country. And I'd never spoken before publicly. No speech classes, nothing like that. Well, I got to the seminar room a little early, and there was a man on stage, and the cameras were on him, and it was being broadcast to all 700 rooms in the complex. So if you weren't at the event in a seat, you could watch it on television. And I saw this, and I was absolutely terrified, and I was there 10 minutes before, and I was with another guy who he and I were going to do the seminar together. And we got all the equipment attached and ready to go, and while the previous speaker was still on stage. So we had 10 minutes, and I left with my speaking partner to go to the men's room, just slightly down the hall. You know how these convention centers are. So I was in the men's room with him, and I said, Andy, I can't do it. There's no way. Do you see how many people in there? It's standing room only. It's packed, the cameras. There's no way. I felt like I was going to vomit. And I said, I can't do it. I can't do it. So we're at the urinal, and I flushed the urinal, and my knees are knocking. So it's the same kind of feeling you had, except for one thing. The only difference is I had a wireless microphone on, and it was on. I found out that it was on because I thought, what, this guy before us, what a hard act to follow. He's got the whole room laughing hysterically. Can you imagine?
Actually, I have. You know, I'll give you, you're not from Texas, are you?
No.
Okay, because, you know, my family lineage goes through Texas, and, you know, the first liar doesn't have a chance, you know that, right? So you're always into the one-upmanship thing. I've got one for you.
Okay, we got a couple minutes.
Okay, I'll make it quick. And then if you want, we can actually get into some meat that might be useful by your listeners.
Okay.
I flew to Japan, to Tokyo, and there were 10,000 people in the audience, the biggest audience I was ever going to face so far.
Wow.
And they speak a different language.
Wow.
So all of my cultural jokes don't work. All of my humor may not translate from English to Spanish to those different cultures, or to Japanese. Yeah. I get up there and I do a presentation, and I learn that my translator wants me to say no more than 10 words at a time, and then do the translation. It's like, You know, we take on these projects and we don't know how we're going to get it done. We're not sure we can actually accomplish it. But if you have the guts to try, mm-hmm. it's interesting. And that was a tremendous success. But it was scary, Vince, because you fly to a whole foreign country, can't even speak the language, and then you're told you have to say these little tiny 10-word sound bites. And I don't think in 10 words at a time. I think in paragraphs at a time.
Yeah. Do you know what on the job means in the United Kingdom?
What's that?
On the job? On the job means having sex. So when you're talking about, you know,
I've never heard
in
that,
England.
No.
Yeah, if you're in England and you say, listen, don't get hurt on the job.
Yeah, that could raise an eyebrow, I imagine.
Well, it does. It does. Just try it. Next time you're there. Just you'll have everybody laughing and rolling on the floor.
Well, with your permission, I would like to give your listeners a little bit of red meat.
I got to go really fast. We got 10 seconds.
All right. Bottom line is, no one will believe in you as much as yourself, and a corporate entity will take and risk money on you, shouldn't you risk them?
Say that again, please, really quickly.
If a corporation is willing to hire you and risk their finances on you, shouldn't you take that same risk on yourself but not let them have the differential?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about it. That's why I don't own stock, because I think I can do better with my money than they can. Dan Swindell, thank you so much for being with us. Classes post on the website, usapreparers.com. Watch his video. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next
is... A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.